Likutimaran Chelek Aleph, Isvav. If you recall, this Torah was about the whole topic of the Cholol Hakonoi, about the two different types of questions that there are. There are questions that can be answered, there are questions which cannot be answered, and the questions that cannot be answered, about them, it's those are the questions that come from the Chol Hakonoi, where Kaviyochol there is no Elikus there, meaning a person can't go into there, because that's the Bechina of Kol Boeho Lo Yeshuvim. And Rabbeinu Zal explain that whole topic. Plus, Rabbeinu Zal explain the mission in Perkei Avos that Rav Shimon Gamliel had said, Kol Yomai Godalti Ben HaChachamim, that whole topic, how it was related to this. And then Rabbeinu Zal mentioned one item about through the Nigin of the Tzadik Emes, that's how he's misak in this whole thing. Excuse me. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to summarize the whole Torah on the posik that he's basing this whole Torah on. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh vayomer Hashem al Moshe boi el paroi ki ani hichbadeti esli boi v'slave avodov l'man shisi eses eile v'kir boi." Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Come to Paroi, because I have hardened his heart against what you're going to ask him for. For what purpose? In order I should be able to devastate his whole country, turn his whole country inside out. That's why I'm going to get him to say no to what you're going to ask him, so that I'll be able to fix his wagon completely." Rabbeinu Zal says, Paroi hu bechinas cholol haponoi. Paroi symbolizes the concept of cholol haponoi. Why? Ki paroi loshin bitul. The word paroi means an inyan of bitul, not working, like
nullification.
No.
Not working?
Leidegeir, like.
Idle.
Paroi means an Indian of idol. Miloshoin, as the Pasuk says, Paroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lomo tafriu esha'on. When Moshe Rabbeinu came with his first claim that he's coming to take the people out of Egypt, so the people heard what he was saying, they began to become lazy, so that they didn't want to work anymore. They heard that they were going to be taken out. So Paroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lomo tafriu esha'on. Why are you making the people lazy, idle? You're stopping them from working. So we see that the Indian of tafriu is miloshin paroi. Paroi is an Indian of beetle, being mevatel the people from their work. Rabbeinu Zal says, vegam paroi loshin hisgalus. The term paroi also means a concept of revelation. Hainu bechinas why? And this we mentioned many times at the Sifrei Kabbalah bring. The word in Aramaic, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that paroi is, and note the coincidence, just this Shabbos, we mentioned that Shabbos Nachmu, Shin Nun, we said was Begematria, the Oireth, the back of the neck. The back of the neck is where the Luz is, the bone which symbolizes eternal life. The back of the neck is the union of Bina, the union of Dinin Misaramina, because Rabbeinu Zal brings in that term in the Kutamaran that the Luz is related to Leah. Leah symbolizes the back of the neck, Rachel is the lower Shechina, Leah is the upper Shechina, which is Bina, which is Din, therefore it's the back of the neck. That's why when Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see? Kesher shel tefillin ro'o. Hashem let Moshe Rabbeinu see. The Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hareini no es kvaydecha. I want to see Hashem. Hashem said, I can't let you do that because lo yirani adam v'choi. No human being can see me and live. Hashem said, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put you in a stone, and I'll pass over the stone. V'ro'iso es achayrai. You will see my back. Uponai lo yirau. Whereas my face, you will not be able to see. The Sifrei Kabbalah, the Zohar Kodesh says, that what does this refer to? Hashem said, the Gemara says, what does this refer to? What did Hashem show Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyochol? Kaviyochol, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the mat of the tefillin of Hashem Kaviyochol. So the Sifrei Kabbalah say, what does this refer to? This refers to the upper Shechina, Leah, which is the back of the neck. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was given to see. He was given the zechiyah, the privilege of being zeicha to get to see the upper Shechina, which is Leah, which is Bina. This is what he was zeicha to see. How do we know this? So I think it's the Arizal or the Zohar Kodesh who says that it's marumas in this pasuk. V'ro'iso es achayrai. You will see my back. Uponai loy yerau. My face you will not see. In the first letters of uponai loy is bigimatria Leah. Vav Lamed is Begematria Leah. What will you see? You will see Uponai Loi. You will see Leah. You'll see the back of the neck, you'll see the kesher of the tefillin, you won't see the front, which is Rachel. By the way, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, Rabbi Zalman said this on a Friday afternoon, that we mentioned a lot of times the chiddush of Zeh Shmi Li'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor B'dor. There's a pasuk in Chumash where Hashem says, this is my name forever, and this is how I am to be remembered for generations onward. The wording in the pasuk is Zeh Shmi Li'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor B'dor. This is the wording in the pasuk. So the Zohar Kodesh says, what do we mean, my name and my memory? What does that mean? The Zohar Kodesh says that this refers to Kaviyochel, the two parts of Hashem. We know that a human being is made up of two parts, basically. Avarim, organs, and tendons. Organs, there are 248. Tendons, there are 365. These are called the Ramach Avarim. 248 organs, Ramach, Evorim, and Shesa, Gidin. Shin Samache is 365 Gidin. So Zohar HaKadosh says, and correspondingly to this, the Torah HaKadosh is also made up of 248 mitzvahs Asei, 365 mitzvahs Leis Asei. Together, we have how much? 613. There are 613 parts in the human body, which correspond to the 613 parts of the Torah HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kaviyochel, by Hashem also, there are 613 parts. Where do we see this? Note what Hashem said, Zeh Shmi Li'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. We mentioned this Shabbos, that Hashem's name is split up in two parts, Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei. There are two divisions. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Shmi plus Yud-Kei is Begimatria 365. Zichri, Zayin Chav Resh Yud, is 237, plus Vav Kei, plus 11, is Begimatria 248.
Wow.
This is what Hashem meant to say when Hashem said, Zeh Shmi, this is my name, and this is how I am to be remembered, meaning, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei goes together with Shmi and Zichri, that's how you'll know who I am, Kaviyachol. I am the Zohar HaKadosh. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. This is the introduction. Now, Rabbi Zal added to this, I think he said the Arizal, or one of the Sifrei Kabbalah says, let's add this. Let's show what else Shmi and Zichri refers to. We know that there are two Shechinas. There's Leah and there's Rachel. Rachel is the lower Shechina, Leah is the upper Shechina. Rachel is always referred to as Be'izgalia. Rachel can be seen because it's lower. Leah is always referred to as Bischasya, hidden. Leah is hidden. If you recall, Leah,
she always used to...
The proof that they bring to it is that Rachel is buried on the streets, right out in the open, in Beis Lechem. Leah is the one who was hidden inside the Maras HaMachpelah. She was buried inside the Maras HaMachpelah with the other Avos HaKadoshim, whereas Rachel is buried right on the crossroads. The crossroads to Chevron and Beis Lechem, that's where Rachel is buried. Rachel is out in the middle of the street, Kaviyachol, the lower Shechina, whereas the upper Shechina, Leah, is hidden. So because of this, I think it's the Arizal who says that that's also found in this Pasuk. Watch this. Zeh Shmi Li'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. Zichri is Begimatria Rachel. Zichri stands for the lower Shechina, which is Rachel. Where do we see Leah? We said that Leah is the upper Shechina, which is hidden. That's why there's no open word that's Begimatria Leah. Zeh Shmi Li'olam, V'zeh, the first letters are Lamed Vav, which are Begimatria Leah. Zeh Shmi Li'olam V'zeh Zichri. In the words Li'olam V'zeh Zichri, you have Leah and Rachel. Zichri is Rachel, Li'olam V'zeh is Leah, and Leah has to be Bischasya. So we see how these words Zeh Shmi Li'olam V'zeh Zichri refer to Kaviyachol, the 365-248, plus the upper Shechina and lower Shechina.
Well, V'zeh because it's open.
Because it's hidden. In other words, it's in a Rosh Hei voice. It's not a straight gematria. The question is, why is it that Rachel is a straight... Zichri is bigematria Rachel. Leah has to be hidden. Two words, Rosh Hei. Why? because that's the upper Shechina. Leia is always bizchasya. That's the wording that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring. Leia is hidden. Rachel is more revealed, open. Leia, when Yaakovino married Leia, she was hidden. He didn't know it was Leia. In the morning, he found out it was Leia. He married someone who was hidden.
Then why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Leia? Logically, you should have seen Rachel.
No, he was being given the privilege of rising up to Bina to see the upper Shechina. The Kesh Tefillin. The Kesh Shel Tefillin, which is an Emunah of Bina, 100%.
So why couldn't he definitely see Rachel if he saw Leia?
He didn't. He was Masig Rachel. He was Ish Koelikim. He was higher than Rachel. Moshe Rabbeinu is Zeranthin. Rachel is the last K of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Vav. Here he was so being given permission to look up at the upper K.
Then why is it that when Hashem said there are people who see me, they don't live when they see me? So is it... So that means, was it people that saw the Panim and they died Kaviyachol?
No. Hashem said it's not possible for a human being to look at the Panim of Hashem and live. Exactly. You have the case, for example, of Light's wife, who tried to look at the Shekhinah, she died. If you recall, we mentioned.
Right, because she saw the Shekhinah.
Exactly. Okay. We're a little off tangent. Let's get back on. We mentioned this. How did we get onto this topic? Because we said Paroi. We mentioned yesterday Shabbos Nachmu Shinon is the Luz, which refers to this whole concept. Paroi is the letters Ha'oref, the back of the neck. Paroi is Ha'oref, standing for the union of Hisgalos, revelation. When Hashem revealed himself, Kaviyochol, Hashem revealed the back of the neck. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh says many times that Paroi refers to Bina, Dimene Isperian Ha'oirois. From there, the Oirois emanate. The light of Chochma, Keser, we can't see at all. Chochma is what we can first begin to see. Where do we see Chochma? Via Bina. Chochma, you can't look at directly. Chochma has a house. The house for Chochma is Bina. Okay, so Rabbeinu also says, V'gam Paroi Loshen Hisgalus. Paroi is an Indian of revelation. Hainu b'chinas chol aponoi. This refers also to the chol aponoi. Shehu botel uponoi mikoel. The chol aponoi, in a sense, is void. It's void of elokus. It's void of Hashem's presence. And yet, ubesoichoi hisgalus kol habria kanal. It's within the chol aponoi that the whole bria was revealed. The whole bria was created within the chol aponoi. V'shom b'chol aponoi yesh kvedu slave. In the Chol HaPonoi, there is a concept of a heavy heart. Why? Ki yevsher lahasig b'chinas haChol HaPonoi kanal. Because a person cannot be masig the concept of Chol HaPonoi. V'chol haChochmo is haboem mishom, yesh bohem kvedu slave. And all the wisdoms that come from the Chol HaPonoi have in them a heavy heart. There's a heavy-hearted feeling of not being able to... When you don't understand something clearly, it's a weight on you. Shenishorim bekushio al Hashem Yisborach. Those who try to delve into the Chol HaPonoi, they remain with questions on Hashem Kaviyachol. Ve'yevsher limtzoi shom Hashem Yisborach. And it's impossible to find Hashem there. Machmas shepino elikusa mishom Kaviyachol. Because Hashem removed his elikus from there. Kedei shetuchal habriel l'hisamayis kanal. In order for Bria to be able to take place. Ve'al kein, Rabbein Ezal says, now watch what this pasuk is telling us. Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, boy el Paroi. Rabbeinu Zal says, Shem Moshe daiko yovo el Paroi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzadik emes, is required specifically to go to Paroi, to enter into the Chol HaPonoi, b'chinas Chol HaPonoi. Ki osur lichmais l'shom ki im b'chinas Moshe kanal. Nobody else is permitted to enter into the Chol HaPonoi except Moshe. Because it's impossible to find Hashem within the Chol HaPonoi unless one is a very, very great tzaddik. This is why it says over there, Ki ani hichbadeti es liboi v'eslev avodov. Hashem said, because I have made his heart heavy and the hearts of his servants. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Avodim hin b'chinas ha-hakdomois shel kol ha-chochmois. When we talk about servants, servants represent the introductions to a chochmah. When you want to teach somebody something new, usually you have to give an introduction to the chiddush. You have to introduce it by telling him something he knows and leading up to the chiddush. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki kol chochmah yesh lo hakdomos. each type of wisdom has its introductions. V'heim nikroim avodim u'meshamshim la'chokhma. The introduction is referred to as a servant of the chokhma itself. It serves the purpose of helping a person enter into the chokhma. Haynu shekol ha'chokhmais v'hagdomais. Haboim mishom michol aponoi. All the chokhmais and introductions to the chokhmais, which come from Michol HaPonui, Yesh Bohem Kvedu Slave. They cause this heavy-hearted sensation. Shenishorim B'Kushya Kanal, meaning that a person who enters into them remains in a state of question, which is a heavy-hearted state. V'sehu, this is why Hashem said, Laman Shisi Oiseisai Eile B'Kirboi, in order that I should show my miracles within there. Hainu Shema Shehichbadati Esliboi, the reason as to why I made Paroi's heart heavy. Rabbi Ezal says, She'ev Shalim Tzoy Shemes Hashem Isporach, the reason why it's impossible to find Hashem in the Chol HaPonui, Zehoyo Leman Shisi, meaning, Kidei She'oshis Bikirboi Ho'isiyos Shel HaBriya, in order that there should be room for the, how did the Briya take place? With the letters of the Torah. We said that Hashem created Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. The world was created with Dibur, with Oisiyos HaDibur. So Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Boyel Paroi. And you know why it's Boyel Paroi? Ki Ani Hichbadati Esliboi. Over there it's heavy-hearted. Why? Why is Hashem missing from there? Leman Shisi Oisiyos HaYel B'Kirboi. In order for there to be room for Hashem to place His letters within the Chol HaPonui, Hashem had to remove His presence from their kavyochol. That's why hichbadati esliboi. That's why there's a heavy-heartedness. Those who try to study that chachma are left with kushyos because Hashem had to remove Himself. Leman shisi oisoisai. Oisoisai means miracle. Ois also means letters. In order for Hashem to be able to engrave His letters there, He had to remove His presence from there. Rabbi Nezal says, "Hainu kedei shetuchal habriya lehisavis shom b'toich hachol haponoi." In order for the bria to be able to take place within the chol haponoi, shetzimtzim upino elikus mishom kaviyachol, Hashem had to constrict and remove His elikus from there. Ki im lo yoyem etzamtzim elikus mishom, had Hashem not constricted His elikus from there, lo yoyem mokoim labriya kanal, there would not have been room for creation. V'zeh, this is why the pasuk continues to say, Ulaman tesaper ba'oznei bincho ben bincho. Hashem said, I want that the Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to tell over his children, the Jews should be able to tell over to their children and to their children's children the miracles that took place here. Rabbi Nezal explains, Ulaman tesaper kishon b'toich habriya shenesavu b'toich chol haponui. There, within the Bria, in the Bria, there, Laman tesaper, there you are permitted to speak. Shom tuchal esaper l'daber, ki yeshom oisiyos v'dibur, because there are letters. She'al yodom nishava abriya kanal. That's how the whole Bria took place. V'zeh bi'oznei bincho u'ben bincho. This is why it says in the ears of your children and your grandchildren. Why does it list both? Rabbi Nezal says, ki ikar klal habriya hoyo bishvil rachmanusa kanal. The main purpose of the Bria was because of Hashem's rachmanus. V'habriya hoyso al yedei hadibur kanal. The Bria took place through dibur. Nimtzo shebechol dobor shenivra b'toich chol haponui yesh shom tzimtzum rachmanusai. What do we come out with? If the Bria took place through Hashem's rachmanus, and the Bria took place within the Chol HaPonui, it means that Hashem's Rachmonus is found within every single item within the Chol HaPonui. It has part of Hashem's Rachmonus in it. Ki Hashem Yisborach Tzimtzeim Rachmonusoi Uboros Hadover Hazeh B'Tavnus Udmus Hazeh Kefi HaRachmonus Sheloi Shemidas Rachmonusoi Yisborach Chayvo Shezeh Hadover Yekach. Based on Hashem's Rachmonus, we said Hashem's Rachmonus is what caused the creation of the world. What caused each item to be created in the specific manner that it was created, whereby Hashem removed His elikus to such and such a degree in order to make room for such and such an item to be created? Hashem's Rachmonus. Which means Hashem's Rachmonus is all throughout the Bria. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Rachmonus Sheresh Kol HaBriya. Rachmonus is the origin of the whole Bria. The whole Bria was based on Hashem's Rachmonus. Ki HaKol Nivra Kedei Legalis Rachmonus Lekanal. Everything was created in order to reveal Hashem's Rachmonus. V'zeh Ulaman Tesaper Bozne Bincho Uben Bincho. In order you should be able to tell your sons and your grandchildren. Why does it list both? because the Gemara says, Ad kan rachmei ho'ov al haben. Kemo shepirish Rashi bereishis chofal al posik in tishkor li ulanini ulanechdi. Rashi HaKadosh says over there, Elimelech said to Avraham Avinu, he wanted him to make a pact with him, a truce, that he would never harm him in any way, that Avraham Avinu would never harm Elimelech and his country in any way. So he said, we're making a bond of friendship now, and you're going to keep it honestly for me, for my children, and for my grandchildren. Rashi HaKadosh says, why did he say that? Rashi HaKadosh says over there, because Ad kan rachmei ho'av al haben, a father has rachmonis on a son, and on a grandchild. A grandchild still has a relationship with his grandpa. There's still a closeness. Great-grandchild already is so far removed that the Rachmonis doesn't really stretch that far. The Iker Rachmim is visible between father-son and father-grandson. So we see that when Hashem mentions a term, son, grandson, what concept is he talking about? Rachmonis. That's why it says, Ulaman Tisaper, that refers to the Bria. Within the Bria you can speak. Why? Because the Bria was done through Bincha and Ben Bincha, the concept of Rachmonis. The Bria, the whole Tzimtzum of Elikus, was done through Rachmonis on the part of Hashem. Hainu, Shebedover Hazeh, Yesh Kol Kach Rachmonis. In this item, there is found so much Rachmonis of Hashem.
Maybe one line, please. Could you start right after the parentheses?
Kibamashehu Achar HaBriya. That which came before the Bria, the Chol HaPoni, there you're not allowed to talk. There we said before, Shtika. Le'matzosi leguf toiv m'shtika, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. But kibamashehu Achar HaBriya, that which came after Bria, Shom Tucha L'Sapeh R'Lagaber. There you are permitted to speak. And to understand the constriction of Hashem's Rachmanus, which is found and contained within every single item of Bria. Ad kan rachmei ho'av al haben. That's why it said, he quotes that Rashi. Rashi Kodesh says, Ad kan rachmei ho'av al haben. Hainu shebedover zeh yesh kol kach rachmanus, v'dover zeh yesh kol kach rachmanus. Meaning that in every item within the Bria, there is found so much and so much Rachmanus. And within the Bria, a person is permitted to look at each item, to look at a tall building, let's say, and say, look how much Rachmanus Hashem had on us, that he put us in a world that has an Empire State Building. Such a beautiful item, which to us it's an enjoyable item to know that there is such a great item. That's part of the Rachmanus of Hashem.
In other words, the first thing into the Chol HaPoni was this Rachmanus of Hashem, Kaviyahu. And which was
the whole Bria was based on Rachmanus of Hashem. The first act of Bria was the creation of a Chol HaPoni.
Right, after that.
There's silence. You can't talk, you can't understand because it's so delicate that Tzimtzum.
Right.
Within the Chol HaPoni was placed the Bria, the actual Bria took place.
The manifestation of the Rachmanus of
Hashem. Right. There you're already permitted to talk. Rabbi Nezal says, Vizeh, this is why the Pasuk continues to say, Eis, I want you to be able to tell your children and your children's children, Eis Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, about how I poked fun at the Egyptians, Hashem says. Zeh Bechinas HaKlipois Sheboim MiRibui HaHoyer. This sentence refers to the Klipois which come from Ribui HaHoyer MiShvira Sakelin. Ki Hisalalti, what does the word Hisalalti mean? Pirush Rashi, Sochakti. Rashi Kodesh says it means to laugh. How Hashem made fun, made a joke out of the Egyptians. Hainu sheo sisi schoik v'oilalis v'oilam. I made a laughter and a joke in the world. Hainu bechinas haklipois. This refers to klipois. Shehen keneged hakdusha. They oppose kedusha. Meaning, like one who mimics and sarcastically pokes fun at and acts in a crooked manner towards his friend. The klipos are like a monkey who mimics and thereby makes fun of human beings. Meaning, Rabbi Nezal says here that the whole concept of schaik, too much laughter, is an Indian of klipa. An Indian of the klipos. Why? Because what are the klipos? The shadim, let's say, for example. Shadim look like human beings, pretty much. They look like human beings, and yet they're not. They mock human beings. They attack human beings. Just like an ape. an ape looks like a human being, and yet he mocks the human being, meaning that looking at him, if you associate him with human beings, it's a mockery to the human beings. So therefore, when it says, Es asher hisalalti, how I poked fun at the Mitzrayim, this refers to the klipos that came together with the Bria Soilam. This term, hisalel, tzchaik, refers to what I mean of klipos.
You explain again why too much laughter is an inyan of klipa.
That's an item that's brought in the Gemara, halacha-wise, let's say.
Oh, okay.
That tzchaik and kalos reish lead to aveira. The question is why? Because what is tzchaik? What is the term lischaik, to laugh? To laugh, here it's referring to a concept of making fun of.
Okay.
What's the most natural way of making fun of a person? Imitating him. That's why Rabbi Zal mentioned many times that halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, one of the most evil things that a person could do is those people who are comedians. What type of comedians? What do they call it? One who imitates? Impersonator. An impersonator. Those guys who imitate Nixon, this one. Why? Because their whole life is based on making fun of other people. They look for chesroinus. They can see the chesroinus in everybody else except themselves. That's this whole concept of the klipos. So now Rabbi Nezal says, V'zev es oisoisai asher samtivom. The esash, I want you to be able to tell your children and your children's children how I poked fun at Egypt and the miracles that I made there in Egypt. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki yesh shom oisiyos. Even there, within the klipos, there are oisiyos. Ki heim boim me ribuy oyer, mishira sakelim. How did the klipos come into being? Through a ribuy oyer, through a shira sakelim. Meaning that the kelim broke, the light leaked out, and latched onto these broken pieces of kelim. That's the whole concept of the klipos. Where do klipos draw their chiyus from? From the light that's attached to them. Rabbi Nezal says, Al kein vidatem ki ani Hashem. How does this posuk finish? Hashem says, and you should know that I am Hashem. By watching all these miracles, you'll know that I am Hashem. Kishom tuchlu lahakiris Hashem. There, within the bria, within the klipos even, a person will be able to recognize Hashem. Ki yeshom nitzutzei hakdusha. There, even within the klipos, there are sparks of kedusha. Va'isiyos kanal. There are letters there. Hainu shafilu b'toich haschoik. Even within the laughter, b'chinas haklipos. Hainu b'chinas apikursis ho'echod. Shebo me'b'chinas ribuyer kanal. Gam shom tuchal hakiris Hashem. Remember, we mentioned that there are two types of apikursis. There's one type of apikursis, which is a lower level type of apikursis. There, you can still see Hashem. You can still recognize Hashem. About that, it's written, V'da mashitosh apikursis. There's a worse level of apikursis, the apikursis that comes from the Chol HaPoni. There, you can't recognize Hashem. So Rabbi Nezal says, here it's saying, Ki avidatem kiani Hashem, that within these klipos, there's still a concept of avidatem kiani Hashem. You could still get to know Hashem even from there. Ki all of them are about that apikursis. It's written v'dam ashetoshu apikores kanal. Ki efsher limtzay shom oisias v'nitzutzis liashvam. Ki heim boim mishiras kelim kanal. In other words, Rabbi Nezal in this pasuk discusses both types of apikursis. The apikursis that comes from the chol haponi he discusses first. Then the apikursis, which is regular apikursis, he references in the later part of the pasuk. Note. The first apikursis he referenced right in the beginning of the pasuk. Vayemar Hashem al Moshe, boi el paroi. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are required to go into the chol haponi, kani echbadati esli boi, where there's a heavy heartedness, 99% of the world can't answer those questions. You're required to go into it and to study it, and by studying it, you'll be mal and itzutzai so kedusha from there. Laman shisi oisoi sayeva bekir boi, why did I make the chol haponi empty? In order for there to be room for bria there. Ulaman tesaper bosnei bincho ben bincho, the whole creation was based on rachmonus. Es asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, and because of the fact that there was a riboyar during creation, that's what created klipos, the sinyan of schaik, impersonators. Klipos are impersonators of human beings. Shadim are impersonators of human beings. The Satan is an impersonator of good. He makes believe, he's Kleach HaMedame. He's the best impersonator. He makes believe he's good. He makes believe he's a Hasidish Rebbe. He makes believe he's offering you something delicious, when really it's horrible. He's trying to hurt you. And besides the first set of klipos that came about through creation, there's also there's another set of klipos which came through ribui oyer, which also was related to the ois. And there, in those klipos, there are found letters, because when the ribui oyer happened, the kelim broke, and within those broken pieces of kelim, there were pieces, nitzutzos of kedusha. About those klipos, it's written, vidatem ki ani Hashem, that there every Jew is required to study emun in Hashem, to study faith, and to have the answers for that apikorsis, in order that he should be able to find Hashem even within there.
The last type that you discussed, the Rabbeinu refers to the lower type of apikorsis, the more general type.
Right, right.
That stems from the Shvira Sakeon.
Exactly.
Not Cholapani.
No.
Now you mentioned it stems from Shvira Sakeon and also from the laughter, from the Sathik, or it's
no,
the same thing?
Same thing. That's from the laughter, which is a Bechin of Klipa, a Bechin of Sfait.
Which itself in the Sfait.
Meaning, Hashem removed himself from a place, Kaviyachal, that's a place of danger. How dangerous is it? It's so dangerous, no Jew is allowed to enter into that place. The only Jew is allowed to enter into the concept of Chol HaPonai is Moshe Rabbeinu, period. It's Sanikam and Storish Fayez, period. That's it. First, the Chol HaPonai is created, then Kaviyachal, Hashem made a bria within the Chol HaPonai. Hashem created the whole Hishtal Shulos Ha'ilamais, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, Asiya, with the 10 spheres of each Ha'ilam, and then that spiraled down to physical worlds, which we see today, Malachim, everything. As Hashem started doing the actual bria, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzir, Asiya, as soon as that happened, what happened was the light within those Ha'ilamais was too powerful. The kelim that the light was being poured into couldn't contain the light, and the kelim burst. And part of this light splattered to different places. The kelim that broke, that symbolizes a concept of klipa. Broken kelim is garbage, it's waste matter, it's moist waste. That's a concept of klipa, and that's this second type of apikorsis. The apikorsis that comes from that klipa is the second type of apikorsis, about which it says, v'dama shetoshu apikorsis, about which it says, v'datem k'yami Hashem. There is a b'china of das, there you are permitted to talk. There you are permitted to talk. And those questions, each person is required to learn the answers for that. For them, they're going to be able to be Miyashi about the courses. Okay.
So that means you have to go into philosophy. Yeah,
100%. As Rabbeinu Zal said at the beginning of the Torah, he's required to learn. Although, the questions that he delves into, Rabbeinu Zal said clearly, even he doesn't have the answer for them, even at Tzadik Emes. The questions that are in the Chol HaPonai, but Rabbeinu Zal said that just by his being Isaac in that limud, he's misakin the neshamais that are there. If you recall, we had that exact wording that Rabbeinu Zal said, Ach dak im yesh tzadik kodol shubchinas moishe hu tzorech dafka la'ayin b'divri ha'bikur zeseilu, v'af she'i'ef sheli ashvam kanal, על כל זה, על ידי עיון הישם העין שם, מעל הנשם כמה ניצוצה יש שינה פלו נשקו בפה.
Can you mention, so you say, not only the Tzadik Emes, or anybody who's a Bechina Tzadik Emes, any of the Tzadik Emes team?
This probably refers to the Bechina
Tzadik
Emes,
exactly. Can go into
can enter into this Chol HaPonai. Right.
They can't say, I don't want to go into it, because...
Achda, in Yesh Tzadik Emes, who Tzorech is required. Next. Is because the tikkun of those neshamos, the tikkun of those nitzutzos of kedusha is totally in him alone. Nobody else can do it. Rabbeinu Zal says now, v'zeh, the pasuk says immediately afterwards, right after it discusses this vision that Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, blah, 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 what was the next miracle that took place in Egypt? Arbe, the miracle of Arbe, which was?
Grasshoppers.
A certain type of grasshoppers that came and ate up their crops. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh va'yovan Moshe Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, and he said that Hashem has said, Hinani mevi machor arbe b'gvulecha. Tomorrow I'm going to bring grasshoppers into your boundaries, into the boundaries of Mitzrayim." Rabbeinu Zal says, "Machor hu bechinas losid lovoi." The term tomorrow always refers to losid lovoi. Ki machor lekabel schar. The Gemara says, "Hayoyim la'asayson." Today we do the mitzvahs. Tomorrow, we get reward for them. What is this? We had it last week. Shir. The Yom HaKidin Scharai is Rishikas Shabbos, which is Eilu Haba. The whole concept of Eilu Haba. Los Elohai. Rav Elazar says, Bechinas Va'onso Bi Tzikosi B'Yoy Mochar. That Yehuda said, when Yehuda confessed his act with Tamar, he said, I think he said what Tamar said, that my righteousness will answer for me tomorrow, meaning Los Elohai, when I'll come before Hashem, the fact that I was mizvadeh for my sin, I'll be able to be considered righteous by Hashem. So we see again that Mochor is an Indian of Los Elohai. Hainu b'chinas kibul haschar Los Elohai. Va'oz yovinu b'chinas achol haponoi. Then, Los Elohai, all the Jews will understand the chol haponoi, shehu al yidei tzimtzum, which came about through a tzimtzum. Eich efshel yois. What will the Jews understand? Eich efshel yois, how it's possible to be, shebe'emes yesh shem elikus, that in truth, Hashem is found within the chol haponoi, and yet, it's a vacuum that's void of the presence of Hashem. Hashem is there, and Hashem is not there. Now we can't understand that. Well, said, we will be able to understand that. This itself is going to be the schar of Bnei Yisrael. Ki ikar hakibul schar laosid hu sheyasigu hasogos. The main reward for Bnei Yisrael in Gan Eden is going to be that they will be zeichet to das. They will be zeichet to understand the greatness of Hashem. V'yovinu ma shehoye yekshel avon b'olam hazeh. They will understand items which it was impossible to understand in this world. That's going to be the whole gift of Gan Eden. Ki molo ha'oretz deyas Hashem. Rav Elazar says, "Va'oz yedu she'achol aponi hu bebechinas arbe." Then, losid lovoi, the Jews will get to understand that the chol aponi is actually the concept of a grasshopper. What grasshopper? The Medrash says, "Kehahu kamtzo delavushe mineu be." Kemuva bechol sifrei hakabolo sheze bechinas soid chol aponi. The Medrash Rabbah says that there is a certain grasshopper whose cloak comes from within himself. He spins out a certain type of item which forms a coat, a protective coat around him. Kaviyochol is Sifrei Kabbalah bring that this concept of grasshopper, kamtzo, note the word that's used here, hahu kamtzo delavusha minei obey. Kamtzo is the Aramaic word for grasshopper. Which one of the spheroids would you say is closest to kamtzo?
Malchus, closed. Oh, Keser.
Why?
Because it's mivufim v'cha al tidresh. It's hidden from us.
So.
Oh yeah, because chokhmah is a pasach and kometz is Keser.
That's the answer. And this is a super spectacular chiddush that the Tikkun Yezer brings. That this note, Rav Elazar says again one word: kemuva b'chol sivrei hakabbalah shusay chalponi. Period. We have to know this information. That what is this item that's brought by the Sefer Gavola? Throughout the Sefer Gavola, Keser is referred to as Kahu Kamtzo de Lushin Eomei. That's the side of this grasshopper, which spins its own Lavush, meaning Kaviyochol. Within, in the center, there is no Hashem. On the outside and on the inside, there is Hashem. And that's why it associates it with this grasshopper, because Kamtzo, which is a grasshopper, is also Komatz. The Komatz means closed. The Nekuda Komatz is the Nekuda that's related to Keser. Keser is always called Komatz Vesosim. And the Chol HaPoni is the side of Keser. Where B'mufa Mechal Tibroish, there we're not allowed to ask questions. Sometimes the question is, what is this Chol HaPoni that we're not allowed to delve into, blah, blah, blah? That's Kaviyochol, the Bechina of Keser. Questions which come from Keser.
It isn't Keser.
No, it's a Bechina. Exactly, exactly. Rabbi Nezal says, Levush hu bechinas hatzimtzum shel achol haponi. The concept of Levush, cloak is always an Indian of which sphera? Malchus, tzimtzum. Malchus is a keli. Rabbi Nezal says, bechinas hatzimtzum shel achol haponi she'al yodoi bechinas halavushin. How do we know that Levush is an Indian of Malchus? Which part of tefillah is the ikar kabbalah soil malchus shemayim? Shema Yisrael Hashem Kana Hashem Echad. Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai Liyolam Voed. Boruch, add up the Rosh Tevois. Boruch.
Two.
Shem.
300.
302.
Kevoid.
396. That's not what I wanted. Let's try it again. It's Shema Yisrael. The Kabbalah Samar Hashemayim is Shema Yisrael. Shema.
300.
Yisrael.
310.
Hashem.
315.
Elikeinu.
316.
Hashem.
321.
316 and Yud.
Oh, and Yud is
326.
326, yeah. 327.
327, just a second. Right. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad is 327. There are five words. 327 and 5. 332, which is Bigematria Lovesh. Hashem Moloch Deus Lovesh. We say that the Lavush is an Indian of Tzimtzum. Lavush, who bechinas had tzimtzum shelcha aponish, al yoli bechinas halavushim, Rabbi Yechon korile lamane mechabduse, the malchus. That's why the Rosh Tevis of Shema Yisrael Hashem Atan Hashem Echot make up this word lovesh. That's the malchus, which is kaviyochol, the lavush of Hashem kaviyochol.
332.
332. Lamed beis shin. One of the sifrei Kabbalah.
So what are you trying to show, that it's malchus?
That lavush is an inyan of tzimtzum, an inyan of malchus. Malchus is always a keli, a tzimtzum, a constriction, right?
Right.
Rabbi Nassal says, "Lavush ubechinas hatzimtzum shelcha aponai shal yodai bechinas halavushin yovinu lo asid lavoi." The Jews will understand shehu mineu bei, that the lavush comes from the item itself, kaviyochol, from Hashem Himself. Kaviyochol, Hashem's cloak is not a separate entity. The lavush comes from Hashem Himself, kaviyochol. Shebe'emes yesh shom elikus. In truth, there is elikus found within the chol aponoi. Va'af al pikein hu bechinas lavush. And still, it is a concept of lavush, bechinas tzimtzum, a concept of removal, bechinas chol aponoi. V'ze bechinas v'onso bi tzidkosi biyoy mochor. My righteousness will answer for me tomorrow. Lasid lavoi. Rabbi Nezal says tzidkosi bechinas lavushin. The word tzedek refers to an Indian of lavush. Bechinas tzedek lavoshti. Hashem says, I cloak myself in righteousness. So when will the tzedek of Hashem be revealed? Biyoy mochor. Losid lavoi, Hashem's lavush will be revealed. Sha'oz biyoy mochor. Sheyia hakibul schar. Losid lavoi, when the Jews will receive their reward. Yizgale soid bechinas halavushim. Then will be revealed the soid of the lavush of Hashem, the whole concept of the chol aponoi. Bechinas hatzimtzum shel chol aponoi kanal. Ki oz yizgale roish amono hanal. Then, losid lavoi, there will be such a heightening of emuna, whereby the apikorsis will be nullified completely, the apikorsis will be answered completely. Bechinas tovoi toshuri meroi shamono. As we quoted the pasuk before, tovoi toshuri, the inyan of the shir, the nigyan of the tzaddik emes, the roish amono. Bechinas hanigyan helian shal roish amono hanal, shal yodo inizbatel kol hamavucho is shalachol aponei. Through this nigyan, will be lost lovely, will become nizbatel all the questions of the chol aponei, and there'll be this heightening of emuna. People will understand everything about Hashem. This is why the pasuk says, "Hineni mevi mochor arbe bigulecha." Hashem said, "I'm going to bring tomorrow." Losid lovoi, there will be the revelation of the arbe, the kamtso. Arbe is grasshoppers, which is kamtso, which is the keser, which is the chol aponei. Rabbi Nezal says the word arbe roshei tevois ochein ruach hu bo enosh. There is a posuk in Iyov where he talks about the power of song, a person singing, and he says this is a wind within the person. What is music? It's a ruach bo enosh. It's a wind within a person. Rabbi Nezal says bechinas hagira. This is the concept of song. Shehu bechinas ruach. She'oz yizgale hanigun v'hazemer shoreishem unanal. Losid lovoi, when Mashiach will come, there will be revealed the nigin of the tzaddik emes. V'al yodo yizbatlu kol apikursis. And through him will become nullified all the apikursis. Afil l'sholcho aponikanal. If you recall, we had mentioned in Torah Gimel and Likutei Moran way, way back, Moshiach is the melech. Malchus is the Toli in the whole union of Negina. If you recall from Torah Gimel, Rabbeinu Sal there brought that Shol HaMelech, how did he detect In Dovid HaMelech, the whole power of Malchus, Be'yodei HaNagein, he said he knew how to sing very well. Dovid HaMelech is known as the Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael, the whole power of Negina, the whole power of song. This is why, Lassid Lavoi, when Mashiach comes, the Negina, the power of song, will have a super tikkun. And then there'll be this Tavoi Toshuri Me'irosh Emunah. Through this song, there'll be a heightening of Emunah. The apikursis will become this batel, not just the regular apikursis, but even the apikursis in the Chol HaPoneh. And this is why it's so important for a Yid to always sing his Miros. Even during the week, Rabbi Nezal says a Yid should always have a Negin on his lips. Because Negina is so high an item, it has the power to be mevatel, the apikursis within a person's heart. And especially when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, which is Bechinas Olam Haba, this whole concept of Mohar, that's why we can understand the whole slate of singing the Zemiris on Shabbos. It's to strengthen the Emunah of a Yid. The whole Emunah of a Yid is strengthened when he sings the Zemiris on Shabbos. Halavai, you should be Zeche, especially since we...